Dear friends in Jesus Christ, actually we are the time between the Ascension and the Pentecost. This Thursday is the Ascension of the Lord. And on 5th of June we celebrate the Pentecost. So we are in a farewell time. The gospel is in that context. And first of all, let me take a chance to thank all of you for your presence, the beautiful celebration of the First Holy Communion yesterday. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Anne, Jean, Lynn, David, and all the collaborators. And to you, Gosha, sorry, and Martha, and all the people, those who have in one or another way supported to this great event. 42 children have been formed and they have received the First Holy Communion. And thank you, you are there, for your great hard work. Appreciate you very much. And these beautiful flowers, this marvelous thing shows our joy, happiness. I don't know how many come again and again. We pray that the children may come again and they continue their spiritual journey. And on 27th Friday, coming Friday, the Bishop of Middlesbrough, Bishop Trainee, Terence Patrick will come and give confirmation to 29 children. Inviting you all, prayers and presence. Actually, today's gospel, speaking about Jesus say, if you love me, remain in my love. So practically it says about the abiding presence of Jesus. Abiding presence of Jesus. So Jesus say, remain in my love. We need to have the conviction that we are not alone. Friends, we are not alone. There is a Jesus who is walking, guiding, living within us. Therefore, we should not feel that we are alone. The loneliness is also a great sin. Actually, the loneliness is much poor or much bad than you smoke 15 cigarettes a day. Or it is much more bad, worse for the obesity. So the loneliness is a sin in one sense. Therefore, a Christian cannot feel that he is alone. Therefore, Jesus say, abide in my presence. More or less 25% of the youngsters feel loneliness. And for this, Jesus say, four gifts I am going to give you. The first one is love. Feel my love. unless you don't feel the love of Jesus, you cannot love another one. Taste the love of Lord. We are being loved by such a great God. And secondly, the Lord says, I'm going to give an advocate, paraclete. He will speak. There is an advocate, a paraclete for us. He is the power of the dunamis, a power. Feel, dear friends, you are such a powerful person. Don't lose your power. Everything, anything is possible for God. It can happen in a splunk of time. And thirdly, Jesus say, I give you peace. I give you real peace. And at last he says, I will come again. The second coming. I will come again. So I am not going to abandon you. For the moment I am leaving you, but I am coming again. So he has given four gifts. The love, Holy Spirit, peace, and the second coming. Even the Jewish believed that the Spirit will come again when the Messiah comes. This is what happened. Therefore, it is very important to feel that the abiding presence of Christ within us, within our body, mind, and soul. Don't feel that everything is bad, everything is closed, nothing is going to happen. Anything and everything can happen. That is what the gospel says. There's a Shekinah. Shekinah means the glory of God. Israel thought, from Egypt to Canaan, they thought they are abandoned. No more Canaan. No more place. But the pillar of clouds, the fire, the Shekinah was with them. The Ark of the Covenant was with them. Even if whenever you are at your home, work, or anywhere, the Holy Eucharist is there and He is looking and guiding you. So even if you are at workplace, there is a God, there is a presence of God here and taking you in control, protecting you. Therefore, don't feel the loneliness, feel the abiding presence of Jesus. Therefore, you may need to practice self-kindness. You need to be kindness to yourself. And in your difficult moment, it is very difficult, very important to practice self-kindness. You know, the life is not easy. The gas rate, the electricity bill, or so many things, day-to-day life, it makes us in pressure. But we need to know a self-kindness. We are not alone. Abiding presence of Jesus is there. Therefore, don't blame yourself for everything. Don't blame ourselves when we feel lonely. Capitalize on the present moment. Capitalize on the present moment. There is a God. We are the children of the Shekinah, the glory of God. And if you have a, or if we have a good thing, share it with others. Share it with others. We have been saying there are people working in the kitchen. After the Mass, don't let them alone be there. Participate, share. Share in everything. Decoration, baptism, confirmation, everything, whatever we can. It's a sharing mind. And again, rethink how you spend your spare time. That will recover us. Do not be in loneliness. Do more things with the people, other people. That will eliminate our loneliness. Stop focusing much on ourselves and stop your negative cycle of thinking. Because a Christian, we cannot think about the negative things. We need to think about the God's abiding presence, the love of God in each and every moment. The one who is sitting near to you is a great gift of God. The one who is in your home is a gift of God. We do not feel the loneliness. And pay attention to the things that matters. That's what important. Start paying attention to the present moment. The present moment is more important. Therefore, be nice to yourself. Be nice to yourself because you bear the imprint of God. The abiding presence of God is within you. May God bless you. Amen.